legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.com.
Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast, from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, sponsored by the devious minds behind kink.com, along with Doc Johnson, America's number one sex toy brand. Together, the diabolical duo has created the Kink line, a line of amazing fetish products ranging from couples toys to BDSM gear that's perfect for every level of experience. When you go to store.kink.com today and enter the code SKIN at checkout, you'll get 20% off your first purchase. That's 20% off the best kinky gear around. Kink by Doc Johnson will bring the dungeon right into your bedroom. Yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
I love it, Andrea. 20% off kinky gear, Doc Johnson involved. I'm in. Yeah, cool.
No, that stuff, like, it's so cool to have an arsenal. You know, you always want options.
In your arsenal? In your arsenal? What did you say?
You can put it in my arsenal, okay. Baby.
Andrea, that's why you're the best.
That's why you're the best. I love you. This is episode 43 of the Mr. Skin Podcast, and I am just blown away. Week after week, you are bringing the heat with the nude content, and it's just so great working with you, because every time I'm watching TV or anything, I'm just always looking for the nudity.
Yeah. Well, luckily, we got a ton of stuff to get to. It was actually this week I'd call it quality over quantity. In other words, okay. I don't have 50 things to talk about, but of the things I do, they're all awesome. But real quick, I haven't talked in a week. Andrew, any big developments from you? Anything happen over the last week that I need to know about?
You know, I have just been working my ass off.
I see it on Facebook. It looks like you're doing well.
Yeah. I'm working with my personal training clients. I'm taking online nutrition clients, and I'm really just building all that up. And I've been really busy with my social commitments. It's been really cool because I've got to, you know, spend a lot of time with my girlfriends from high school. And over the weekend, we were talking about, you know, how it goes when you're with your girlfriends.
Any pillow fights I should know about?
You know, pillow fights, we're wearing thongs and have pigtails.
Okay. Hold on. Oh, yeah. Okay.
But it was so funny because, as any typical conversation goes with your friends, it always goes back to sex, right?
Of course.
And we just start talking about all the weird shaped dicks that we've seen over the years.
Really? What's like a, give me your weirdest shaped dick. Like what? Give me an example.
So we were talking about how different dicks can look like different emojis.
Wow.
And my girlfriend was like, well, what about the sweet potato? And it's like this emoji where it's like, you know, the sweet potato is really thin on the top and it kind of comes down into this fat chode. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I said, you know, I've actually seen one like that where the tip, you know, was actually smaller than the base.
Wow.
Like significantly smaller.
Yeah. Now that I think about that, that would be rare.
It was really bizarre. And apparently I'm the only one to have seen that.
Well, I would think that that might be good for a woman because it's like it starts small to get things open, and then the meat of the matter comes in.
Okay. So yeah, that was the highlight of my weekend, talking about different penises, different shapes, different sizes, and how they relate to emojis, you know, to keep it topical.
You know, it's funny you say this, because I was out to drinks a few weeks ago with one of my friends who I don't think listens to the podcast, so I could tell the story. I won't use his name, but he told me he has this it's an actual condition where I don't want to say it's scar tissue, but there's something forming on his
Peyronie's disease.
Yes, that's what it's called. And I was joking, like, you have a Peyronie, you'll be fine. But it's he has it, and his dick is, when it gets hard, it curves.
Yeah.
And it's like makes it really hard for him and his wife to have sex. So I say, well, what does the doctor do for that? He has to go to the doctor, and they got to give him shots in his penis. while it's a wrap, oh, I believe, geez. If I'm not mistaken. And it's
now,
just crazy.
Did he tell you how he got the condition? Because typically, as you alluded to, it's scar tissue. It's when the tissue that surrounds the erectile tissue in the hard penis mm-hmm. snaps, breaks, gets injured, bent.
So typically from a sex injury. Yeah, we didn't. I don't think he knew how he got it. Maybe he had a sex injury.
Really fervorous jacking.
Right. But I think a lot of guys would get it then because it doesn't sound like it's really common, but you knew about it. But when he told me about it, I was freaking out. Like, my God. Because any guy, when you have to get a shot, like, I think your eye would be number one that you wouldn't want one. And number two would probably be your dick, right?
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, cause think about it. The dick is the pleasure center. There's all these nerve endings. So it's like, you know, you blow on it and it's like, ooh, imagine, oh, the pain. But no, I'm very familiar with Peyronie's disease because, you know, I've talked about it with people over the years, but I myself, and I don't know if I should be proud or not proud to admit this. I've broken a dick, Skin.
Really?
I have snapped a dick.
How painful was the guy after the dick snap?
God. Okay, well, it was painful for both of us.
Oh, really? You had pain?
Because I was on top. Okay. And I was riding it. And I came up. And I smashed down on it, and I actually missed. It came out.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking. I'm grabbing dick right now because you're making me all queasy with this story.
I apologize.
No, any guy can relate to the, you're on the bottom, the girl riding, but then a miss, you know,
I missed, I smashed, and I heard this like.
No, you
like
did
a,
not.
Like a knocking click, and it was loud and audible, and I felt an extreme pain because I missed the hole. It smashed next to the hole, and
Jesus Christ, it
hurt me, and I snapped the dick, and there was scar tissue afterward. And luckily, it wasn't too severe, so it didn't turn into straight up Peyronie's. And it took a while, and the scar tissue went away.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it can be really severe and lead to permanent damage and permanent curvature. So I don't know. That's why I'm like, I wonder how your friend actually got that so severely that it's still an issue. Because I know my guy didn't have to get any injections. It just was a matter of time.
Yeah, I think it's just how much scar tissue forms.
Yeah.
Jesus. Ugh, that's a...
And it was
one
painful.
One end, it's a cool story, but the other, it's like, oh, man. That's like,
you know, so it's like, yeah, I rode that dick so hard I broke it. Like, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, but there's no guys out there proud of a broke dick, you know? It's like, no. Oh, God.
And no guy's really turned on by like the fact that they're, you know, empathetically wincing in pain at the thought of their dick snapping. So I think maybe from here on out, me, you, the listeners, they'll be privy to that. But I think maybe I'll keep that information to myself from here on out.
Now that you said it in a podcast, okay.
It'll be our little podcast secret.
That's pretty cool. But no, that's a great story, but a painful one. And actually, my first thing I wanted to talk about, the nice segue here, is the female equivalent of this, or I shouldn't say the female equivalent, it's just something maybe that people will think would be painful too when I describe what happened. But there's a television show that just debuted last night called American Gods on the Stars mm-hmm. Network. So it's going to air Sunday night. And I guess there was a book, this Neil Gaiman wrote a book in 2001 called American Gods. And that's what this television series is based on. And I haven't read the book, but as I understand it, there's just a bunch of gods roaming the earth in human form. And they kind of all come together. And kind of cool premise. It's a drama fantasy series. And Ricky Whittle, this black guy, is the story kind of focuses on him.
Okay.
He plays Shadow Moon, and they got a pretty interesting cast. It's one of the reasons we're excited about it at MrSkin.com. Listen to these babes. Emily Browning, who has done a number of great nude scenes, including Sleeping Beauty, one of the great movies of all time. Cloris Leachman. Yes.
And she's gotten naked before, right?
Oh, yeah. People Next Door, 1969.
Yes.
Crazy Mama, 1975, but I'll get into that later.
Okay.
Anyway, Emily Browning, Cloris Leachman, Gillian Anderson from The X-Files is in this show. I know. And who else? Kristen, that Chenoweth is in it. And even Ian cool. McShane has a pretty prominent role. He plays Odin in it. And anyway, so we had some guys at, I forget which, was it South by Southwest? I can't remember what fest, but my Skin Scouts were there and they saw the first three episodes and all three featured some great nudity. So American Gods is something that we're going to be really into, I can already tell, based on the very mm-hmm. first episode that aired last night. So I got to describe this scene. I'm probably doing a little spoiler thing here, but it's, I just have to describe this because it's something I've never seen before. So, all right. So this girl, Yeti Badaki, I'm again, probably butchering her name, but we had never heard of her. She's making her new debut at MrSkin.com. She's this hot black girl and she plays Queen of Sheba, which is one of the gods. Now, one of the characters is the sex goddess. So I just assumed when I saw the pictures, and when I woke up this morning, because I wasn't able to watch this in its entirety last night, mm-hmm. I just assumed she was a sex goddess because she's riding this guy. And the people here at the Mr. Skin offices were all going crazy today about this scene because it's very graphic. And she's on top just pumping away like you were when you broke the guy's dick.
Yeah, she is writhing and writhing and grinding. Yeah, but yes.
we didn't show you what happens here. So this is what's the weird part. So this guy's like this kind of pudgy older guy, and he's with this hot black girl, and she's on top riding him, and he's loving it. And then at some point, she starts, I guess I'd say, because I watched the clip now without the context of the show, I may be missing a few things here, but I'm really analyzing the nudity here. So he starts to kind of worship, he starts to kind of worship her as a god, and she gets off on it, and she gets hotter and hotter, and he starts, you know, calling her a god and all these other wonderful things while she's riding him. But here's the key. Something mm-hmm. I've never seen ever.
What?
And they use CGI to make this happen, but slowly but surely, he starts sucking into her vagina. In other words,
wait,
yes.
He, like going in?
Yes.
Like, oh
so
my
like
gosh,
as the
that's
scene's
so awesome.
Going on, he's starting to like get look smaller and smaller, and kind of the camera's from behind then of her, and all of a sudden, like, it looks like the opposite of a baby coming out. Like, he's like going into her vagina and he's going like, what are you doing? And she's like, you know, she was just kept pumping away. Next thing you know, the guy disappears into her vagina and she falls backwards on the bed and just, she was like totally satisfied. And I'm like, I've never seen this before.
I'm speechless.
Yeah, I know. And I'll try to, I didn't post it here, but the part,
that's incredible.
Yeah, the part where he officially
like so
sucks
weird.
Into her vagina is pretty crazy.
So, yeah. I mean, we knew the power of the pussy, but come on.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that's next level. Yeah.
So when you open a new TV series where a hot girl is riding a guy and she's completely nude and he is sucked into her vagina, we got to say that we'll be checking more of this show out as time goes on. That's pretty
yes.
safe to say, right?
And so this is American Gods, and this is on Stars?
Yeah, Stars Network Sunday
okay.
night. So
I'm 100%
yeah,
watching
we'll
this.
Be, obviously, I'll be talking about this on a weekly basis, but this scene
that's
in
excellent.
Particular is, it's always cool when it's something you've never seen before. And I got to say, can't remember a time a guy was sucked into someone's vagina. So
no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, so that happened last night. Another thing, Billions, and I want to get your opinions on this. So Malin Ackerman and Damian Lewis are in bed last night. I think it was season 2, episode 11. And they're having sex, but then she just, for whatever reason, is not into it. And he rolls over a little frustrated. And when he does so, you get a great view of her breasts. And I was doing a radio show this morning, and one of the mm-hmm. radio guys was saying he's a big fan of Billions. And one of the things he loves about Malin Ackerman, whose career is, she's done pretty well. So, I mean, she was in The Watchmen, mm-hmm. Harold and Kumar, and a couple other movies, and people know her, is that she also is the mother of a couple of, you know, young boys in this thing, and she's always, like, driving them around in the SUV. She's like, what he was saying is, what I love about her is they make her look like a super hot soccer mom,
mm-hmm.
and then she has these sex scenes and is naked, and that adds to the allure, but Yeah, Malin Ackerman is really a gorgeous woman, but they, you know, they show her like in the SUV driving the kids around and stuff, and there's like a that hot soccer mom look that guys like, and it's just another reason to dig Malin Ackerman, who also, by the way, not a ton, but has done a number of nude scenes in the first two seasons of Billions. So, yeah. Anyway, so she was naked again last night during a sex scene with Damian Lewis.
Yeah, I'm loving it. I'm a big fan of hers too. I think she's great in all regards.
Yeah, no, she is hot. So that was there was some other TV stuff, but I have so much movie nudity to get to that I want to get to that because we got some really big news in the nudity front for you. So
okay,
let me start with the what was a oh so 50 Shades Darker. Out. We have pics and clips now at MrSkin.com. Now, you know that this is the follow-up to the 2015 smash hit 50 Shades of Grey. This is what, you know,
yes. We've all been,
and don't forget 50 Shades made a ton of money. And this I think we're going to get the third installment in 2019, but this came out around they always do it around Valentine's Day. The movies 50 Shades Darker came out Valentine's Day. 50 Shades of Grey came out Valentine's Day 2015. And what happened was Amazon and iTunes did, on April 25th, did a thing where if you buy the whole movie, they'll release it. So, of course, we at MrSkin.com did so that we get the pics and clips for the website. And the actual Blu-ray and VOD rentals will be out May 8th. And so we're kind of, in a sense, getting early jump on the pics and clips. But anyway, when we last saw the couple, Anastasia Steele, Dakota Johnson, and Christian Grey, they actually had parted ways at the end of the 50 Shades, the original. But of course, he's got to have her so bad that his desire, you know, she's so insatiable. And they're back. And so we were talking about this at our office. So sex and nudity, the usual 50 Shades. The only difference is she showed Bush in the first, but we do not get South Dakota in this new one. And he showed penis in the first one, and all he shows is butt in this. But
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it is. Listen, it was quick anyway, and there's always that thing where it's kind of a big deal if you show your package, but he already did. But I will say that there's some really hot scenes where she's tied up and you know he's standing over her and just listen. It has all the good sex and nudity you would expect from a 50 Shades movie. It's just the only slight difference between the two is in the first one she showed Bush and in this one she doesn't. So
but
still does a ton of breasts and butt and it's really awesome stuff. So.
Does the kink factor go up or do the, I mean, it was pretty damn kinky.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's right up. I'd say they're pretty equal in the kink department. There's one scene in particular where she's laying on the bed, butt up, and her hands are tied behind her back and he's behind her that I thought was really hot.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just a ton of great, nudity in it. And, you know, and I know the critics give the movie crap. It's not the greatest acting movie, but for what I do for a living, the 50 Shades series is gold, and the next one will be out in 2019, which is fantastic. So we're happy about that at MrSkin.com.
Now, I'm looking at some screenshots from, it looks like, 50 Shades Darker, and I'm seeing, is this a pearl necklace?
Which?
On some titties?
It's just sweat. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Doesn't that it look sweat?
Like? Yeah.
That's like that's some thick ass sweat.
That's some thick sweat. No, good now, cough. That's so funny.
Are those Dakota Johnson's boobs? Because I would bet money that they're not.
What?
Yeah.
Why do you
I
say
do not
that?
Think those are her boobs.
Well, but you look at the all there's three sets of pics where you could see her boobs.
I know, and they look totally different. They look enhanced in the up close shot.
No,
where
I could see why you say that, but I don't know. Like,
I don't know.
I'm scrolling through right now, but no, that's but you see her face in the scene, so they. I don't know.
Maybe
how
I'm tripping then.
No, that's fine. No, it's fine. I see where you're going with that, but the boobs in this are her and the butt.
Okay.
So, yeah, and she's shown her boobs a lot, especially in the first one. So we're very confident there was no trickery in this one. So.
All right, just making sure.
But anyway, yeah. So like I said, the if you wanted to rent this or VOD it, May 8th will be the day. But we jumped the gun with the Amazon iTunes where you buy the movie, so we have that
for sure
at MrSkin.com. So the next thing I wanted to talk to you about. So we had, and I talked about this in a previous podcast. We had that April 28th marked on the Mr. Skin calendar for quite some time because it was the day that two movies. We're going to come out on VOD, which we knew were going to be good. And one is Voice from the Stone, which is the movie I was telling you about where Khaleesi, Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones, was going to do a nude scene. And what was interesting about this, so first of all, the movie's set in Tuscany in the 1950s, and she plays a nurse and all this, and there's a kind of a horror theme to it, but... What's interesting is, and we talked about this a little in the past, is that in real life, she's a brunette. And, you know, she's wearing a wig on the show. So it's kind of hot. And I actually think she's hotter as a brunette than a blonde.
I do too, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she has a scene about 58 minutes in where she's posing for a painting where she's nude. But then she has a sex scene with this guy. And it's hot. And this is the only time you could see her naked outside of Game of Thrones, and it's really good stuff. It's called Voice from the Stone. Just came out a few days ago, hot off the press. Nobody's ever heard of the movie, but we got great Emilia Clarke nudity and to see her having some really hot sex, and the guy's got his hands on her boobs, and it's really nice stuff.
Yeah, and it seems really passionate and erotic and sensual, and it's a turn on.
Yeah.
Now, was this is the same movie though that we were talking about that had the masturbation rumors, right?
Yes. And she has a little of that, but it's all good, and the nudity's good, her hair looked good, so everything's on. It's called Voice from the Stone. Just released on VOD, and we have the pics and clips at MrSkin.com. So we're
I don't know if you can hear it, but I'm smiling ear to ear right now because I love me some Emilia Clarke.
Yeah, so I know. You're a big fan. So
Big fan.
And
really excited about that.
I also like the fact that you agree that the brunette Emilia Clarke's even hotter than the Game of Thrones Emilia Clarke.
I really think so. And obviously, I'm blonde. Obviously, I think blonde hair looks good. But there's certain people that it doesn't. And there's certain people who, when they are natural and true to their own kind of genetic blessings, they really look the best.
Yeah, and that's funny. Do you ever go with the brunette wig at the house? Oh, wow, really? That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yes, and I'll tell you, my hair's naturally just a dark, dark, mousy blonde.
Okay.
So I just, you know, highlight it and make it more bright.
Mm-hmm.
But since I have kind of like bright green eyes, I knew I would look really good with a really dark brunette hairstyle or wig.
I don't think I've even seen like a picture online or anything. Have you ever gone online with that look?
No.
Okay, this is for home viewing
time.
Only. Okay,
home
I didn't know
viewing.
That.
Home viewing. And I went to my hairdresser because I was like, you know, I think I maybe want to try this for like a month or so. And she said, my hair is too, damaged.
She said, gotcha.
I can't dye your hair black because it's not going to look good, or dark brown. So that's when I was like, I'm going to get a wig just for playtime. And I went down to Hollywood Wigs where, you know, all the hair and makeup people for, you know, movies and stuff, they go. And I got this really long, like goes right to kind of past my boobs, wig, and I cut bangs on it.
Oh.
So it's super hot skin. I'm like, maybe I should take a picture and just send it to you guys.
Yeah. Wow. I'd love to see it, but that is, I think that's such a, because I remember there was an old All in the Family episode where Gloria wore a wig and the meathead was so excited every time she wore the wig, he got so turned on, and then finally she got mad and threw the wig at him and said to have sex with the wig because, you know, she figured that all he cared about was a wig. But it is that's a cool like at home play thing where you're feeling like you're getting
someone else,
but you're not. So it's kind of a cool, it's a cool vibe. But anyway, that's the Emilia Clarke brunette and maybe part of the fascination I have with her. So anyway, but also that April 28th, the other movie that we were excited about, remember your, I don't know how you forget, the lesbo scene of the year, that Canadian film Blow Her Mouth was also finally released to the public. We had some sneak Peaks prior to this, but it's open now, VOD on April 28th. So Below Her Mouth is the one where the two girls, Natalie Krill and Erica Linder, it's kind of like the wealthy girl and the other side of the tracks girl, have this incredible lesbian activity between the two of them, as you could see there by the munching.
This is fucking hot.
I know.
I'm like blown away. This is like porno that I watch.
Yeah, because they're not, you know, you say like, hey, they're acting, but I don't know, when your mouth is, you see her tongue touching lips down there.
I mean, you're acting, but you're doing as well.
Yeah, it's really amazing. And then the scene where Natalie Krill is masturbating in the tub with the water coming down is just one of the hottest scenes you're ever going to see. So since I made the call when I first saw this, that Blue is the Warmest Color was the number one, you know, my number one lesbian scene. But this is like right there is like you got incredibly hot girls, beautiful lighting.
Lighting, man.
Really good stuff.
No, and I agree with you. And I feel like this, in a way, just for my own preferences, might take that number one spot because of the lighting.
I don't disagree. It's so well
and
lit.
Because of the beauty.
So gorgeous, yeah.
Yes. It's so sensual. I can't get over it. And it's extended scenes. It's not, and I mean, the scenes in the other movie that you mentioned were extended as well. But
9
this
minutes.
Is like, yeah. This, I feel like, you know, it's not 2 seconds of her in the bathtub or 2 seconds of the girl eating her box. It's like, we're watching this. We're getting angles. We're seeing the writhing, the passion, the pleasure. It's fucking hot.
Yeah. And there's other girls naked in it. And there's just so much nudity in this. And I'm only, you know, showing you just a couple samples of the incredible girl action. But Below Her Mouth is, if anything beats it for Breast Picture in the Anatomy Awards, I'll be shocked. It's fantastic. And Lesbian Scene of the Year, I can't imagine something's going to beat this. So a nude-worthy movie that we're all over, and it's came out of part of that two for April 28th day where Voice from the Stone and Below Her Mouth came out. So that was a big, big day here at MrSkin.com.
Very cool.
Hey, Andrew, before we move on with the show, why don't you tell our listeners more about our great sponsor?
Oh, you know, I'd love to. Now, I know I'm not the only one who likes to get a little kinky every once in a while, but it can be so hard to know where to buy the right toys. And that's where kink.com and Doc Johnson come in. Kink has always been known for their amazing BDSM scenes. And Doc Johnson has some of the best toys around. So you can imagine what kind of stuff they come up with when they collaborate. Right now, you can get 20% off your first Kink line purchase when you go to store.kink.com and use the promo code SKIN. That's 20% off everything from insertables to BDSM gear, all made with super high quality body safe materials. You don't have to be a pro to use this stuff either. It's just as awesome for newbies into the kink scene. The deal doesn't last forever though, so head on over to store.kink.com to peruse their awesome gear and take 20% off using the code SKIN. That's SKIN. As soon as you can. I'm going to jump all over this.
Yeah, no, and 20% off is really good. And when you combine Kink and Doc Johnson, that's a powerhouse lineup. So again,
it's as good as you and me, Skin. It's I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah. No, it's really good. And like I said, I'm very proud for them to be a sponsor and very happy to be associated with. By the way, kink.com, I've said it before, is one of my favorite sites. Their original content is ridiculous. Doc Johnson, legendary. Very proud for them to be a part of the Mr. Skin podcast.
As am I. And with all this kind of, you know, we're always talking about the kinky scenes, and it's inspiring to people. So if they want to emulate maybe the 50 Shades Darker stuff.
Yeah, I don't know if they have any products that sucks your entire body into the vagina. I don't like
that's a new level.
Yeah, no, that, I don't know if they have that, but look around the website. Maybe they do. But American Gods does on the Stars Network. So
absolutely. I'm sure they probably have some very high powered pussy pockets, though, that make you feel like you're getting sucked up into that vagina.
I don't know. I can't imagine, but if I'm going to get sucked up into something, a vagina would be exactly where I'd want to be. So,
yeah. Right?
Anyway, so thanks a lot, guys, and I'm really proud to have them as a sponsor. So, Andrea, I did want to mention, while we were gone from the show, one of my favorite directors and just movie guys, Jonathan Demme, passed away. He was 73 years old, and I guess he'd probably, to listeners out there, he's best known for Silence of the Lambs, right? That's
that's his go-to
one. They won every possible award that year at the Academy Awards, and it's a great movie. It's an iconic film. We all know the movie, but that's really what he's probably most famous for. And I was talking to someone here, one of our writers, and he was reminding me that Jonathan Demme he kind of brought a very like humanistic style to his films. He made you care about the characters, and he clearly cared about them. That was one of his big attributes as a director. And he kind of had like an indie feel to a lot of his stuff, but he also was able to do a big Hollywood production at the same time. So anyway, like, just as an example, so I said Silence of the Lambs, but like Stop Making Sense was that Talking Heads concert movie. That was him. Something Wild, which with Melanie Griffith, one of my favorite movies for nudity. Married to the Mob with Michelle Pfeiffer. Philadelphia, Tom Hanks and Denzel Washington. And even more recently, Rachel Getting Married with Anne Hathaway were all Jonathan Demme movies. So,
Of course,
that was kind of a bummer that he died. And actually, what's interesting is he actually had a lot of movies, especially early in his career. You know, this obviously he had a lot of range, but early in his career, he had some really classic movies for nudity that I just wanted to touch on really quick. And he worked for Roger Corman, who is another one that I'm a big fan of. But he was a writer, and he wrote the biker movies, like I remember Angels, Hard as They Come, and the Pam Grier movie, Black Mama, White Mama. This is early in his career. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, his first film as a director was Caged Heat. It's part of the 1970s like women in prison cycle, and it has it had everything. It had hot chicks, you know, girls behind bars, group showers, all that stuff. And I'll get into that in a little more detail.
Sure.
But Cage Heat is was very well done. It was like almost an art film, yet it had, you know, grindhouse and drive-in elements to it. But really cool movie. And I remember Chained Heat. People confuse Chained Heat, the women in prison movie from 1984, with Caged Heat, and I do think that there's a reason for that the people that did Chained Heat stole the Caged Heat was so good they kind of stole the name, but in a subtle way. But anyway, so a couple things I wanted to talk about with him is kind of give you like my five best Jonathan Demme movies for nudity, and I wanted to run them by you, and I already mentioned a couple of them, but to give you an idea, so one is Crazy Mama from 1975. That's a Jonathan Demme movie, and it was like a Bonnie and Clyde ripoff. And we talked about Cloris Leachman earlier from American Gods, but she was in this movie, and what's interesting about it is she did a scene where she was shampooing a guy and had a see-through top. So you kind of see Cloris Leachman's boobs in the scene. And not only that, Linda Pearl, who played both Richie Cunningham and the Fonz's girlfriend on Happy Days. She starred in a ton of 70s and 80s TV movies. She was naked in that movie. And Ralph Malph was in Crazy Mama, Donnie Most. So it's kind of a classic, because a lot of... there were a lot of cool TV people in the movie. There was nudity, and it was a Jonathan Demme flick. So that's number five on my list. Number four on my Jonathan Demme movies for nudity, you definitely got to bring up Beloved, which Oprah produced and co-stars. That's the adaptation, that Toni Morrison novel about slaves.
Right.
And your friend, Tandy Newton, who we know from Westworld, did a really weird nude scene in there. And this is, you know, a much younger Tandy Newton. It was like almost 20 years ago now. And she appears pregnant in one, and she looks beaten up. And there's one where she's crawling with bugs. So not the hottest scene, but a really cool movie. And there is some sexy Tandy Newton, but some of it's a little weird. But Beloved is a Jonathan Demme movie that's on my list that I definitely, as a fan of nudity, want to check out. One that I love is Melvin and Howard from 1980. where Mary Steenburgen does a thing where she wants to quit being a waitress, so she just strips off all her clothes and walks out of the bar to the catcalls. And it was kind of a sleeper movie, low budget, but is really cool, really well done movie. And she would later go on to marry Ted Danson. And it's kind of cool to see her. It is Ted Danson, right? Mary Steenburgen, that's who she was married to. But it's kind of cool to see her as a young actress.
Yes.
Literally in front of like, and I'm a big fan of public nudity because it's a very difficult thing to do, where she is in a bar crowded with a bunch of drunks and stuff. And she's like, screw it, I'm quitting. Strips off all her clothes and walks out this like redneck bar. But she's completely naked. It's a really hot scene. And it's
has
only,
she?
No,
I was
going to
say, has she ever done any other nudity?
No, and that's why another reason it's such a nude scene that I love and I'm a big fan of.
I love her boobs, by the way. She not only like the perkiest boobs on the planet, but she has those areolas I love that are like the same color as her skin.
Oh, yeah, you're a big fan of that. I know.
Big
yeah, you like areolas, but kind of blend into the background. Yeah, you like her Steenburgers, right?
Yes, yeah. I do. Yeah. I'd always wondered if she'd ever done any nudity because I couldn't ever recall any.
Yeah.
So now I know.
Yeah, Melvin and Howard, 1980. Yeah, so
wow.
That's pretty cool. And then another movie, I mentioned Something Wild. That's a pretty popular flick. That's that road comedy with Melanie Griffith as this free spirit who liberates the uptight Jeff Daniels. And there's a scene where Melanie Griffith is on top of Jeff Daniels and he's tied up, and she does. It's really a sexy thing. It's probably my single favorite scene from a Jonathan Demme movie is Melanie Griffith.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on top of Jeff Daniels. It's really hot from Something Wild, and that's must see movie. And then last but not least, I mentioned it before, but Cage Heat. Caged Heat is the 70s drive-in classic that Demme did that had like Cheryl Rainbow Smith, the greatest of all cheerleader movie starlets. Erica Gavin was in it naked, one of Russ Meyer's mega boobed babes. Even Roberta Collins, another one from that drive-in era. So just wanted to kind of do a little thing on Jonathan Demme with him passing and just how
pay
important.
Respect. Yeah.
He's obviously a great director, etc., but also for what I do at Mr. Skin, someone that has provided incredible content for us. So anyway, sad to see him go, but we have some great, great stuff that Jonathan Demme was a part of for MrSkin.com. No question about it.
You know what's so funny about this? I haven't seen any of these movies. So I'm like really excited because I wasn't, I wasn't born when this stuff came out.
You love like Caged Heat, even Changing from the 80s is... If you're these women in prison movies, they did. It was like this, the 70s was just like for some reason, women in prison movies in the 70s. That was like if you want to know like what was the decade for women in prison movies, the 70s. Even though we have Orange is the New Black and all that now, back in the 70s, they really did women in prison movies fun and always had these big boobed babes. They were so close to porn, but just held back just enough and. They'd get all these big boobed babes with big natural bushes and lots of group shower scenes. And yeah, and of that era, Caged Heat is one of the greats. So not to mention all the lesbian scenes and stuff. But yeah, it was a great era. Maybe I'll do a whole episode sometime on the women in prison movies because there were so many
great
ones.
I would love that.
Yeah.
You know, when I was a young kid, and this has nothing to do with nudity, but there was a women in prison TV show called like Dangerous Women or something like that. And it was horrible, but I used to love it because I was fascinated by the fact that women were in prison.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what fascinates you about that? That's pretty interesting.
Because when you grow up, you think like bad guys are guys. It's very sexist. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's fascinating to see that, hey, women are criminals, women are horny, women are like doing all this bad stuff. And it's fascinating.
Yeah, because I think you're talking about the show that was like from the early 90s. Does that sound?
It had to have been.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a soap opera, but it was.
And actually, it actually, I think, I can't remember what channel that was on, but
it had to have been basic.
They didn't actually. They didn't have, I'm trying to think, like, I remember, I want to say Taff O'Connell, you wouldn't even probably remember the actresses, but I'm trying to think who was...
I used to watch it every week, though, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to even think where the hell it would have
It had to have been on like channel 2, 4, 5, or 7 because we didn't have cable growing up.
It literally was only like one or two seasons at the most.
Yes. And I was so upset when it was gone. I loved that show.
I remember that. It's so funny.
It was like my bad girl in training. It was like I knew I was going to be a bad girl. So I was trying to like identify with these women at a young age.
That's so funny. But yeah, it was, I want to say it was the early 90s. They didn't have nudity, but they did have sexy babes on the show. And I remember Taff O'Connell was on the show and a couple other girls you never heard of. But yeah, that's cool. That's so cool that you were a fan of that. I love that.
Yeah.
That's
there was
an obscure show.
In some weird way, I've always glamorized the bad girl. I've always liked it. I've always been attracted to it. So
that's cool.
Interesting.
It is. Yeah, that's fun. God, that's a trip down memory lane. I have not even thought about that show. I don't even know. I don't even think we have content from it at Mr. Skin because there was no nudity, but I do know what you're talking about. That's pretty cool.
I'm sure there was absolutely none because my mom probably would not have allowed me to watch it.
Yeah. No. Yeah. That's so funny. God, wouldn't that be cool? I wonder if like YouTube, I'll try to check it out if there's any, if there's any place to see old episodes of that because that brings back memories. But yeah, I want to say that was from the early 90s, like 91, 92 range. Yeah.
So
anyway,
cool.
Before we wrap up, I did want to mention, we got this listener call in that, I wanted to share. I just thought this was cool. And we had this at the website, when this guy called in. So I did know about it, but I didn't mention it when we were talking about that Tove Lo, that girl that flashed boobies at,
Coachella, right?
But, CP, the EP, do you have the call so Andrew can listen?
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Skin, what's up? It's Chris from Massachusetts again, and I just wanted to let you know that I know you guys were talking about Tove Lo a couple weeks ago, you know, and I don't know if you know about this. You probably do. You're Mr. Skin, but she has a short movie kind of, you know, thing on YouTube. It's called Fairy Dust, okay? And she is masturbating at the end of this at the 28 minutes 50 second mark. Check it out. She's on the bed. She's going to town. It's hot. And I just wanted to let you know about that. And I tell Andrea, I said, what's up? And she is fucking smoking hot too. Okay. Bye.
Oh. Well, I'll take that. Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah,
the
nice Boston accent. I'm shooting Tove loads over here when I'm looking at this because I put this up for you to enjoy because we did have it at the website, this Fairy Dust, and she is got the hand down the underwear in home. Oh my God, is that hot? How hot is that?
I'm loving that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not, I should have brought it up when she was flashing boobies, but we were kind of talking about nudity.
And what's that from?
It's a little movie short called Fairy Dust from 2016.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, Tove touches low.
But
yeah, if you haven't seen this, we'll put it up at MrSkinPodcast.com. But basically, she's laying on a bed in white panties and a bra, and her hand is just going to town. Her left hand's on her left boob, and you can't see. It's blocking the boobage, but the right hand is down the underwear. And yes, it's technically not nude, but it is super, super hot.
You know what? That is why I love this show. I didn't know who Tove Lo was. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Now it's like I have all this information about her and we've actually gone right to the good parts of her career from our perspective.
No, I mean, and that was a great call. And that's if you ever hear me talk, because a lot of time when I'm doing this, I'm trying to rush through, get all this stuff done. And he brought up a good point that like, yeah, we were talking about her boobs, but he said, you got to remember this. So when I heard that, I was like, oh yeah, I did not mention that. I should have mentioned it. So now we're talking about it, and make sure that guy emails us and we'll take care of some swag and we'll take care of him. But yeah, that's a great scene, and happy to share. Anytime you could share a singer masturbating, I'm happy to do so.
So hot.
Yeah,
like,
it really is.
Is there anything hotter than a hand like up in some white panties? Yeah, I mean, really? Really?
Right. And I want to stress again, when I started Mr. Skin almost 18 years ago, I made the call that it wasn't going to be just nudity because sometimes, technically, if you went by nudity, this wouldn't qualify. But this is something guys should see because it's so freaking hot. And yeah, it's not nude, but You know, this still is very sensual, very sexy, and must see viewing for anyone that stops by MrSkin.com. So we'll have that at MrSkinPodcast.com to check out, and you won't be disappointed. It's really sexy.
Yeah, and the call in from the listener, very much appreciated. And yeah. I just want to remind everyone, 484 Skin Pod, if you find some amazing stuff and need to let us know about it, because I am all about this.
Yeah, you absolutely know, we get fantastic calls, and then a lot of times we just answer them, and I don't get to put them on the show. But if you call in and it's a good call, I'll put you on the air, and it's a great way for me to curate some stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Make sure that guy sends me his Boston address and we'll get him some swag. So
yes.
Yeah, he could tell the accent was Boston.
Absolutely. Yeah. Send in that email so Skin can
maybe
send
get
you
an
awesome
autographed
shirt
picture from Andrea, because he definitely liked
yes
you.
Yes. Whatever picture you want, just let me know.
Anyway, so Andrea, real quick, coming up this week, so that Sense 8 on Netflix season 2 is coming out Friday, so I'll be talking about that.
Excellent. Yeah, we'll be able to I see love that show.
Yeah, and that had a ton of great scenes. Not tons of nudity, but some very right good scenes of nudity from season 1. We'll be on that. Then Netflix has a mystery movie that we're a little hopeful. I don't want to get excited, but it's got Natasha Lyonne and Kaley Cuoco from Big Bang. And we'll be going through that this week. It's called Handsome. And it's like a mystery movie, but there's a chance. I'll keep you posted. And then a movie called The Exception. I'll be talking, if you're a Downton Abbey fan, the girl that plays Lady Rose, Lily James, has some great nudity I'll be talking about next time. And then we have the MTV Movie and TV Awards Sunday, which we'll probably have some stuff to talk about that too. So lots of stuff, not to mention all the movie and TV stuff. So lots to talk about next week.
I'm so amped. And again, Skin, a stellar show. I mean, we just learned that Skin is Mr. Skin's not just nudity, as we saw, as you said, when Tove reached low. That was absolutely fantastic. And at the top of the show, we learned, and I let everyone know, you can actually put it in my arsenal. I'm okay with that.
Wow. That's and, I think that could be the most important thing we learned from this show.
Oh my gosh. And I think the coolest thing was, you know, screaming, oh God, just may get you sucked into a vajazz, at
oh, yeah
least if you're, you know,
first time
watching
I've ever
American
reported
Gods
on
Stars.
A guy being sucked into a vagina.
That's
so
fucking crazy. Yeah. I mean, we went all around on this show, and it was quite an episode, and it was very fun, Skin.
Well, all I'm doing is reporting on the nudity, but like I said, we'll have a lot more to talk about next week, and lots of cool stuff coming up. So continue to listen to the Mr. Skin Podcast.
Sounds good. See you guys next week.
All right. Take care, Andrew.
This concludes another skintillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.